Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on American Family Radio. We got 24 and a half more minutes of live radio for you here. Chris Woodward now joins us, our newsman. Chris.
Thank you very much.
And Wesley's still here. I'm Tim, and we thank you for joining us. Ray Pritchard's in Kansas City. Good morning again, Ray.
Good morning, Tim.
And we got some good news to report. And from the state of Florida, and Abraham Hamilton III. Good morning, Abe.
Good morning.
Abe is our Florida correspondent. You going to go down there and report on this?
Sure.
Yeah.
What time's the plane leaving?
Yeah. Abe's our constitutional
lawyer. Is it on the beach?
And I did ask him to comment on some good news out of the state of Florida. And there's been a lot of good news for the last couple of years under the leadership of Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida. They have what's called in Florida a supermajority. It's called that in Florida, in the state legislature in Tallahassee. And what that means is basically the Republicans there can do what they want to because nobody's going to stop them because they've got the numbers. And
which was earned.
Yeah. Well, how that happened was Governor DeSantis, he had a very successful first 4 years as governor, and he didn't deserve all the credit. He deserves a lot of the credit of turning Florida from purple, sometimes blue, to basically a deep red state now. Whether that changes in the future, who knows? But so they're able to do about whatever they want to in Tallahassee with respect to state law. And yesterday, what did they announce yesterday, Abe?
Yeah, before the announcement, I was just going to say some people forget that when Ron DeSantis was initially elected governor, it was by a small margin, a slim margin.
That's
he
right.
was going against Gillum, I believe his name was, Andrew Gillum. And so
he won like by 2 or 3%.
Yeah, it certainly was no more than 4 for sure. But after he got into office, his work with the state legislature in Florida was so well received by Floridians that the voters rewarded them by flipping the legislature overwhelmingly Republican, where you had for the first time in decades places like Miami-Dade voting Republican. You know, you had those areas, and so those things should refuse to ignore them. I think politicos around the country need to study what Ron DeSantis has done in the state of Florida.
Yeah, had it been any other year, I think Governor DeSantis would have been the Republican nominee, probably going away for president. But Donald Trump, the former president, decided to run. And it's Donald Trump controls the Republican Party right now. I call him the godfather of the Republican Party. Whatever he says goes. And so that's just the way it is. Okay, so DeSantis got out because he didn't have the support. But he would have, I think, if Trump wouldn't have run. But that is what it is. But what happened in Florida?
Yeah, so the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law that now it says bans children under 14 from using social media. But the reality is it says children under 14 can't get on social media without the parents' consent. Mm-hmm. That's really what the law says.
That's what Governor DeSantis signed into law.
That's what he signed into law. So simply put, that 14-year-olds and younger, they have to have parental consent in order to access social media, as opposed to being able to just hop right on.
What do you think about this?
I think several things. First and foremost, I don't understand why a 14-year-old would need to have social media. Yep. That's first. I'm a parent. You know I'm a parent. I don't understand that, but I'm not going to impose my preferences and convictions on other
people. Define what we mean by social media.
Yeah, like
go ahead.
TikTok, YouTube, X,
Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook.
So what the state law is saying there is that in Florida is that you can't You can't register unless you're a certain age. I don't know how they'll technically implement that, but that's they'll figure that out, I guess.
In the implementation, they impose the responsibility on the social media companies. Mm-hmm. So,
gotcha.
So right. The companies use
you got to prove your age to them.
IP addresses, yes, they're going to have to submit age
verification. It's not 100% foolproof.
Yeah,
but the big idea is that. Wesley, that children should not have wide open access to social media
without their parents' consent.
Without their parents' consent, and that's what the state law in Florida is trying to represent. Listen, we have, we have laws that, you can't drive till you're 16. You can't get a state driver's license till you're 16. You can't buy alcohol till you're 18 or 21. I don't know what the state law is in
21.
Tobacco, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't even go to the doctor.
Can't get a tattoo.
Huh? Mm-hmm. By yourself. Yeah, there's precedent that's been around forever. Wesley, you want to comment on this having to do with age restrictions for certain activities in states all over the country. Go ahead.
I don't want to take away from this. This is a really good conversation, and
well, then don't take away from it.
Well, there's something even better in all this that's not being talked about.
Lay it on me.
But before I do, I'm still learning and reading about this. But at face value, what I've seen this morning, I'm personally just Wesley in favor of it. But also too, HB3 also requires pornographic websites to use age verification to prevent minors from accessing such content. Nobody, most everybody shouldn't object to that, right?
Right.
So the
people who object to it are the pornographers themselves.
Right, exactly.
They're fighting it like the death.
Yes.
But your ordinary
parent should be in favor of that.
So you're saying
as well.
This law, in addition to social media restrictions for minors, also prohibits access to pornographic websites.
Yes, my point is, at first I understand, all of a sudden we're waking up and they're saying there's age requirements for social media, and you go, wait, what? Why are we doing? We've never done that's new, but if you sit down and think about it, the thought, I want all kind of age verification for pornography.
Well, you know what it is? It's our natural reaction as conservatives to the idea of the government restricting our freedoms.
Sure, okay?
That is a legitimate in the name of
that's yes. right.
Okay, in the name of protecting us from hate speech, for example, we're mm-hmm. going to ban the website for American Family Association. I'm just giving you so we are hypersensitive on the right, Ray. I think you start talking about government controlling speech, our antennas go up.
Mm-hmm. But
in this case, it's different. Go ahead.
And that's why I think it's important to recognize it's not a ban.
It's not a ban, right? It's not a ban. It's go ahead, Ray. You want to comment on this?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how this is going to be realistically enforced. Is Twitter, I mean, they're going to say, hit yes if you're above the age of 14, right?
On this device? Do you know how that's going to work, Ray?
I mean,
I have some ideas how they're going to try to implement it.
Okay.
Now, whether or not
it's not going to be foolproof.
Whether or not it's going to be effective is another
deal. Because a parent could download the social media or could use the social media website that the kid's restricted from by the Florida state law, and then hand their phone to the kid.
Yes, that's true. That can happen, but I still go back to that the parent then consented to that, and the parent. Now right. I don't agree with. I'm with Abe.
Right.
I don't agree.
I got
that
you.
14
but at least,
and under.
At least there's some kind of
deterrent
for lack parental control.
That's it.
And the DeSantis camp highlighted things like sex trafficking, exposing children to pornography,
to
and all
addictive,
of those things.
Things.
Yeah, things to get children hooked at age. And the truth is, on those sites like X and all, there are pornographic stuff on them.
That's right. That's right.
It's not completely avoidable in the world we live in. But if you're going to be on the internet at all.
The more you look at it, and the more you listen to Ron DeSantis and his team and their ideas behind this. They are full family thinking, meaning they're trying to help children who are not necessarily having the, I guess, parental.
Well, you remember a year ago or so in Florida, state legislature again, Governor Ron DeSantis again, they said, listen, third graders
aren't going to.
And below.
Right.
You can't be in the state of Florida public schools. You can't be talking about sex with third graders and below.
Yeah.
You remember that?
In the books.
Well, and that's when Disney went after them.
Yeah. That's right.
Disney said, oh, no. You got to let them talk about sex because they need to talk about being gay.
That's right.
So you got the don't say gay law.
That's
they
right.
They totally misconstrued that.
Yeah.
On purpose to try to make Governor DeSantis and his Florida legislature look bad. But that's what they were saying, trying to protect the children there. And then the Hollywood and everybody went after DeSantis saying, oh, he says don't say gay.
Yeah. Which was a really, really revealing thing because what parent – wants their third grader receiving a discourse about sex at any kind.
And that's what Disney went after him on.
And to have all of these adults to say,
right.
I can't believe
right.
that I can't talk about sex to your 8-year-old.
I know.
And to this day, the media, particularly Associated Press, continues to say, don't say gay. They never say the actual name of the bill somewhere else in the story.
Right. Oh, it's intentional to try to make DeSantis in Florida look bad. Go ahead. Did you have anything else on this?
Yeah, I did want to add the measure. According to the New York Post, this measure we're talking about in Florida that DeSantis signed, it was pared back slightly from a similar bill that would have barred minors under 16 from social media. Here's my question. The New York Post points this out. It says the law is likely to face a legal challenge similar to those lodged against other states that have passed social media regulations. Do you have to be a certain age to bring a lawsuit?
Yes.
Like, could a 13-year-old?
No.
Okay.
And in order for
so
a lawsuit
we have age
to be lodged,
restrictions for lawsuits.
Yes, in order for a minor to advance any claim, they would have to have done so through their parent.
Okay. Okay. That was my question because we're talking about this at a time where you've got like teenagers suing over climate change.
Yeah, because minors don't have the lawful capacity to enter into contracts.
Wesley and Chelsea have three of my grandchildren, and they do try to protest parental control. And don't they, Wesley, from time to time?
Oh, talking about my children?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They try to protest.
Yeah.
Oh, we
see.
Try.
They try to bring a lawsuit, but.
I have a common phrase because I understand in 2024 in education, you're going to use technology, you're going to use, devices and all that and the internet at times. But I have a phrase that's common, and they go, all right, okay, yes, sir.
Your kids do?
Yeah, here you go. You ready? And we even do this with the baseball team I coach. All right, no more technology. Whatever, because I'm not opposed to it, but there's a time.
Right, we're shutting it down.
We're shutting it.
Yeah.
And it varies, you know, from week to week and day to day. And it can be earned and lost. But my point is, I understand that too much of it is a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do in your home?
Similarly, in our home, our children know that they have no rights.
That's right.
They'll tell you, oh, we live in a benevolent dictatorship. They'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's a dictatorship. It's benevolent, but it's a dictatorship. I say, you have no room.
Yes,
you
right.
have no bed. That's my bed.
Yes.
I allow you to sleep in
that's
it.
That's it.
Who bought it?
That's it. Yeah.
This is my internet. You didn't buy it.
Nope. That's
so
it.
They say, oh, no, we live in a benevolent dictatorship.
That's how they can alert
it. I smile, though, Tim.
Yeah,
I smile. Daddy, may I? No.
That's it.
You're going to have to get up to 2024, Abe. You're living in, like, middle of the 20th century.
You say what you want.
That's right.
Leave it to Beaver stuff.
Hey.
You're going to have to get with it.
Get with what?
That's right.
I know.
Get with what? Florida's don't say gay bill?
Right.
No, thank you.
All right. Can you hang around for another minute?
Yeah.
You got to go. Okay.
No,
because we got another big breaking story out for Bob and Chick-fil-A, right?
Yes. Huge story here. I'll share the link because that's my job.
Chick-fil-A did announce what you're about to announce.
Yeah, big changes are coming to the chicken at Chick-fil-A, according to the Daily Mail. Here's what's to expect next time you order your favorite sandwich, according to the Daily Mail.
A sandwich?
A sandwich.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I went all Southern there. Sandwich. Sandwich. Chick-fil-A will be changing their cooking pledge starting this spring, and it will have a big impact on the brand's famous chicken. Like Tyson Foods, Chick-fil-A will stop its promise in providing antibiotic-free chicken at all the chain's locations. According to a statement released by Chick-fil-A on March 25th, the restaurant will soon begin to shift away from no antibiotics ever to no antibiotics important to human medicine.
All right.
Explain.
No. Yes.
All right.
I can do more if you want.
Ray, do you know what this means? Can you explain it in layman's terms?
Yeah, basically they're
from the book of Ruth there.
Yeah.
From, you know, the chicken that they are serving today.
Okay.
Had no antibiotic exposure whatsoever.
Correct. Right? All right.
Today, none. now they're saying, I think this is strictly driven by the cost, the rising cost of chickens, right? That they're switching over to chickens that have been raised with antibiotics, but none that are important to humans. So I assume no chickens that have had amoxicillin or anything like that, or penicillin or anything. I assume that's what that means, right?
Well, part of this made me chuckle. No.
What?
Ivermectin.
Yeah.
Off the table.
They can have ivermectin. Yeah. Chickens take ivermectin?
Horses do.
Yeah.
By the way, what I just said was total joking. That is not okay. Serious. This is a serious topic, and that was not serious.
Doggone right. We don't joke on this show. No.
Apparently, there's been a big supply problem with chicken the last couple of years because, according to NBC, chicken farmers were forced to turn to antibiotics after an avian flu outbreak and poultry supplies began in 2022. So much like price is an issue, apparently there's a whole bunch of chickens out there now that are getting pumped with antibiotics to try to beat avian flu.
Okay, but go ahead, Ray.
But they're not being pumped with human antibiotics or antibiotics that are typically used to treat human diseases. Is that correct?
Correct.
So I think what Chick-fil-A is saying there is we got to make a major announcement, so I don't know when they're going to
change. You got to announce stuff like that, I guess, legally. Or I don't know. I don't know if it's necessary.
They don't want it like rumored.
Sure, you know, that's true.
It's better for them to announce it than for people to discover it.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
But they're just saying that
they can control the truth.
The chicken has. They're not going to say that their chicken they use is necessarily antibiotic free.
That's right.
They may have something, but it doesn't harm you. Is what they're saying. Sure. It's not chemically dangerous.
As long as they don't change their ice cream. I think we're safe.
The ice cream is magical. It really is. Especially in the summertime. Yeah. It's hot.
It tastes like homemade in a mass.
It's a milkshake. Don't touch it.
That's right.
Their ice cream here, and nobody's paying me to say this, Chick-fil-A's, is as close to homemade as you can get. It's absolutely delicious. But I just wondered how this would affect. Do you think this would affect their sales at all?
I don't think so.
This announcement?
No. But I mean, and I mean this with all sincerity. Yeah, I want to see legislation passed to have Chick-fil-A train every DMV in the country. That's what I want. I need Chick-fil-A's customer service normalized and streamlined and exported across the country.
My pleasure.
You know,
have a great day.
You know, it is my pleasure to serve you. You know,
I would like to see Chick-fil-A train McDonald's on how to keep their ice cream machines functional.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another question.
That's food for thought right there.
For the longest, I would go to the same. Well, a lot of us go to the same.
This is not true of all McDonald's. So let's not.
Wait a minute. I'm about to, hold on. Okay. Hold on.
I'm trying to cover us.
So
we don't want a lawsuit.
We do not.
Please. Yeah. Like all of us, we end up going to a lot of the same stops on the way home, mm-hmm. and so you develop a route and a pattern. So I thought it was just mine. Mine meaning the one that I drive by to go home, McDonald's, to get just an ice cream. I don't get much from there. I don't go by there much. But if I want to get an ice cream on the way home,
sure.
Or for my wife, I thought it was just theirs. It was always broke. And then I've hit up two since then just to try to – it's no, Dad.
Two other
I think
McDonald's?
It's a lot more than you think.
So there is a job opening for an ice cream machine fixer that can service several McDonald's.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself. One time I was just frustrated, and so she told me it was broke, and I just called her out on it. And I said, no, you don't want to clean it, and I get it, but just
you
tell
said
me.
That
oh, yeah.
The
yeah, because the two times before – No, listen. The two times before, she said we've already cleaned it up for the night. You know, we're not getting it back out.
Right.
And then but later on down the road, I went back and she told me it was broke this time.
So
and
you
I said
that,
no.
That.
I said it's clean. And you just don't want to get it back out.
Was there any response from across?
No.
Okay.
She said,
"Thank you for coming."
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, you know, I tell you what. While we're on this subject of customer service for a minute, I tell you what is annoying to me, and this is for businesses everywhere, especially restaurants though, is if you're gonna post your hours, go by your hours.
That's fair. Okay?
Hear, hear.
Okay. So what gets me is when I walk, it's maybe the store closes at 9 restaurant and you go in there at 9:20. Or 15 till, or even 10 till, and their You know, they're like, I'm sorry, sir. We're, you know.
We got the Coke machine working, but that's it.
Yeah, yeah. You know. So are the, you can tell by their attitude that they really don't want to.
It's not their pleasure to serve.
No, it's not. They want to go home, and they're ready to wrap this up, and here you come in at 15 till, which means you're going to get your food at 5 after, which means you're going to be leaving at 10:30 or what, I don't know, 9:30. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what's going through their head, and they – and many of these places don't mind looking at you in that way. You know, they give you the look, sure. Like, why are you here? You need to.
So you'd recommend just backing up your close time if that's the
case. I'm saying if you're going to close at 10, close at 10. Don't close it at
9:30
or 9:48.
Or put the ice cream machine up early.
Yes.
That's
well,
what they did.
There you go. There you go. One time I went to a cleaner's. For the clothes and so I went up to the door and it was like 10 till 5 and the door was locked. I need to get these clothes, so I just proceeded to walk around to the back of the building. So the door was open back there, so I looked in, there was a young lady back there, and I said, I need to get my clothes. Well, we're closed. I said, what time do you close? This is when I went all full Perry Mason. Huh? I said, you know, or Abe Hamilton. I said, what time do you, I'm looking at my watch. This is back when I said, what time do you close? 5? I said, well, this is when I got her. I said, what time is it? Because you and me are looking at the same clock. Okay, it's 5 to 5. So you're closing at 5 at 4:55, and so I can't get my clothes. So anyway, I just sat there. I wasn't moving. Huh? I just sat there and looked at her like, you're going to have to come up here because I'm not going to go anywhere.
That's right.
And so she went back up front and gave me my clothes, but she had closed. Now, she wasn't the owner. That's the thing about it is the owners, usually they're going to stay open and service the customer because they want your continued business. But you get an employee who doesn't give a rip. You know, they'll close early on you. But anyway, that just happened to me. But I got my clothes.
Yeah.
But I wonder if those employees would demand pay through closing time.
That's a duly noted. Mm-hmm. I bet they do. Hey. I forced her to tell me what time it was. That was a moment I remember even to this day, the look on her face. But you got me. You got me, and you know you got me, and I know you got me. And yes,
and here are your clothes.
Yes, yeah. And I'm not moving till you get back up here and give me my clothes.
Did you go back?
No.
Okay.
Did not. I quit there.
Okay. I was about to say, because you might not have got. No, you might have. We couldn't get that out.
I don't believe. Listen, I've given many, many places grace, and I understand people have bad days, and they, you know. Who knows what the employees go through when they're in their personal. So I don't, not everything I quit over, but listen, when I got 10 different cleaners you can use.
There you go.
And I can't trust that when I go there, the hours are going to be right. Yes, I'll go somewhere else because I'm a man of conviction.
That's it.
Ray.
Enjoy while you can before the socialist states of America take over.
There you go. That's right.
Thank you, Ray.
And you get
Thank
one.
You, Tim.
Thanks to Abraham Hamilton III. What was your warning just now?
Enjoy the 10 different cleaners options while you can.
Before you have one cleaner is operated by the government?
Yes, before you have one cleaner and there's somebody behind that says, welcome to the It is our pleasure to serve you today.
All right. I want to thank Wesley.
Enjoyed it.
And Chris Woodward.
Thank you.
Fred Jackson. Is that all today? And Brent Creeley, our producer. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.